If steel was the wonder material of the 19th century, with its starring role in everything from train sheds to skyscrapers, then glass was the material of the 20th. One of its most spectacular uses is in the Maison de Verre, House of Glass, that Pierre Charreau designed in the centre of Paris in 1932. His client, Dr. Dalsas, had intended to demolish the old house he bought in the Latin Quarter, but his plan was foiled by a sitting tenant on the top floor. So Pierre Charreau, with architect Bernard Bevoet, came up with an audacious solution. They would hold up the top floor, demolish the lower floors, and insert a metal structure in its place. Even more stunning was the plan to use industrial glass brick to cover virtually the entire facade. The effect is striking from the outside, where it glows like a lantern in the evening, and stupendous inside, where it gives the double-height sitting room a knockout wow factor. This room was also furnished with pieces designed by Charreau, such as the curved sofa he created in 1923 for a film, and whose rounded ends encapsulate the Art Deco style of the time. The whole building contrasts industrial materials, such as exposed metal and rubber flooring, with plush velvet and polished exotic woods, everything finished to the highest degree. Glass has always created a sensation. In 1590, a grand country house in England was built with a vast array of glazed windows, which inspired the ditty, "Hardwick Hall, more glass than wall." And more glass than wall was what the modernists wanted. Glass-making techniques had improved, making larger window panes possible, and steel or concrete frames made load-bearing walls redundant. Walter Gropius, future head of the Bauhaus, wrapped the staircases of a model factory in an astonishingly light framework of curved glass for the Deutsche Werkbund exhibition of 1914. At the same exhibition, Bruno Taut built an extraordinary domed pavilion made with diamonds of coloured glass, which had a glass staircase. No one was more enthusiastic than Mies van der Rohe, who envisaged a glass skyscraper in 1921 that anticipates buildings of today, like the Shard in London. Glass bricks were popular for factory buildings, but Charreau's Maison de Verre changed perception and demonstrated that something as basic as a glass brick could add class to the smartest Paris address. That brilliance shines brightly 90 years on. Renzo Piano harked back to the Maison de Verre in the Tokyo showroom he designed for French fashion brand Hermès in 1998, a 10-storey building whose bronze glass bricks give a sultry glow in the neon-lit Ginza district. The glass brick, then, is no longer a symbol of industrial make-do, but a singular icon of style and lightness.